Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Providing our extremely local news today, WTTW news reporter Heather Sharon. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, listen, it's nice to have you here, and I know that you're at Channel 11 there. Have you heard that I used to work over there?
I have heard that. You know, my very first appearance on Channel 11 was with John Calaway, the legend. So,
yeah, that's going back. Well, let me know what they're saying in the hallways about me if they're still talking about it.
Nobody's been in a hallway for many months.
Oh, yeah, that's true. All right, let's go over what's going on here, starting with the long-term renters and a change in the law, or is it?
No, it is a change in the city's law. So right now, if your landlord, if your lease is expired and your landlord wants you to get out because maybe they want somebody else to live there, you've got 30 days to find a new place to live. And Mayor Lori Lightfoot said that that was just too little of a time, especially for a family, you know, maybe living paycheck to paycheck, to find a new place to live. So if the tenant has lived there for 3 years, they'll get 90 days. And if they've lived there longer than 3 years, they'll get 120 days, which I believe is the longest in America.
And so this applies just to the city, correct?
Right. Correct. This is just adopted by the city council.
There's also a change involving the Chicago Police Department and impounding cars. Fill us in on this.
Well, you know, it used to be that if a police officer pulled you over and for any number of non-driving related crimes could impound your car. And what the city council did yesterday was to really roll back that ability, because what was happening was that people, again, mostly living paycheck to paycheck, were getting their cars impounded, in some cases, for crimes that were never proven or crimes that they didn't commit. Somebody else was driving their car, for example. And then their car would get impounded, and the fees would rack up into the thousands of dollars, and then they couldn't pay, and eventually the city would scrap their car. So this is really designed to reduce the number of impounds, and then it also rolls back fees and makes it easier for people to get their cars back if they do get impounded.
That seems like a good idea.
Well, it was really sort of a imposing a burden, Mayor Lori Lightfoot said, on Chicago's poorest residents. So, you know, if you think about not very many people being able to come up with an extra $100 in an emergency, which is, you know, something we've seen in all of the studies, imagine trying to come up with, you know, $1,000 to get your car back so you could go to work. And then it sort of, you know, is a terrible domino series of effects where people have, you know, lost their, you know, cars, so they lost their jobs, and then they fell deeper into debt. And that cycle is really what the mayor and the city council are trying to stop.
The mayor's administration is trying to settle a lawsuit involving the Chicago Police Department and secret files. What's the update on this?
Well, this is the case of Charles Green. He was convicted in really a horrendous triple murder back in the 1980s. He was freed from prison and is now trying to prove his innocence. And he wants 5 decades worth of closed police misconduct files to help him do that. He got a judge to say that the city had violated the Freedom of Information Act and that he was entitled to those records. But the city has said, look, it will cost us $10 million in 10 years to produce all of those files. So how about we pay you $500,000 and we can settle the case? So that's what the city council was poised to do yesterday. But the city council took no vote because that agreement would have kept those misconduct files secret. And there are a lot of people who want to see the police department reformed and believe the first step towards that is to release these files so that we can get a better sense of what officers were accused of doing and what needs to be changed.
Do we know where our new police superintendent stands on all this?
Well, you know, this is really an issue for the law department and sort of the Freedom of Information Act. He has said that he is, you know, on board with reform. He wants police officers to be held accountable for misconduct. This really goes back long before his tenure. We're talking about complaint forms, you know, dating back really, you know, into the 1960s at this point. So, you know, this is really sort of part of that whole, you know, push to truly reform the police department after, you know, decades of scandals and issues. And this is one way people are trying to go about it.
And finally, we have a story involving the folks who live near the, well, what will be the Obama Presidential Center. What's happening there?
A real push, if you can remember back to when the Obama Presidential Center was first proposed, to make sure that it didn't push low-income, mostly black residents in Woodlawn out of the neighborhood. Because the fear was that this presidential center is going to be so popular that people are going to want to live near there, and that it wouldn't be possible for people who've lived there for decades to keep paying a reasonable amount of rent. So this is really the culmination of many years of negotiations and struggle, and it would basically require the city to build more affordable housing and set it aside for really just the poorest Chicagoans. And it's really an attempt to prevent gentrification from sweeping Woodlawn in the way that we've seen it sweep other neighborhoods like Tilton and Logan Square, and to displace those residents. And of course, it's all got that little bit more of, you know, extra oomph because this is, you know, the former president and this is South Side. And he very much wants to use this presidential center to breathe new economic life into the South Side. The question is, do poor Chicagoans pay the price for that?
Right. WTTW's Heather Sharon. Heather, you've covered politics for a long time. And what's your impression of City Hall now under Mayor Lightfoot? She's tough, isn't she?
She is tough. You know, she is not unwilling to tell reporters that she thinks their questions are poorly thought out or poorly framed. And that's, you know, not too much different from former Mayor Rahm Emanuel, although she certainly has her own style. But, you know, I think the impound program is a good one. You know, those fees were doubled by former Mayor Rahm Emanuel. What happened yesterday rolls those fees back. So I think there are very clear changes. And, you know, it's important to note that even though Mayor Rahm Emanuel was in office for 8 years, I think it's probably a fair argument to say that Mayor Lightfoot has faced more crisis in her 1 year in office than he did in all eight.
You know, lately, especially, the mayor has been angry at the president, and we're hearing a lot of that side of her. And, of course, there have been these terrible incidents involving violence in our city. But at times when I've seen the mayor talking about sports or having some fun with a subject, it seems like she's got a pretty good sense of humor. And there's a side to her you don't see that much that's pretty cool.
She definitely has a sense of humor. One other thing the city council did yesterday was to allow the Cubs to play night games on Friday and Saturday nights. And you know as well as I do that had been impossible, you know, since night games started back in 1988. And as she passed the measure, I couldn't resist but noting that she was a White Sox fan and that she hoped the Cubs, you know, were able to win a game or two, even though her beloved White Sox had beaten them up in spring training pretty bad.
Yeah. You know, you have to always admire politicians who will admit they're either a Cubs fan or a Sox fan. I think Mike Royko used to write about how phony it was when somebody would say, "Oh, I'm a fan of both teams." And of course, both Mayor Daley's Bridgeport folks were Sox fans, and now the mayor, who's a Northsider, is a Sox fan. How about that?
That's right. That's right.
Heather Sharon, WTTW. Great talking to you, Heather. Thanks for the reporting this morning for us.
Thanks, Bob.